All right, so today's subject, a little sketchy, but you know what? Kind of got to do it because, well, it's something people need to know about. People need to know about narcissistic behaviors. They need to know about people that just out and out suck. And for me, I've noticed that a lot of people lately just absolutely show all kinds of behaviors, and it's like y'all think that I'm just stupid as fuck, huh? And I'm really not. Don't get me wrong. I can act stupid. I can do the part. Do I want to? Nope. I'm actually kind of getting sick of it. But it is what it is. Narcissists don't give a shit about anybody but themselves. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people are just like, oh, they'll change, they'll change. No, narcissists don't fucking change. Narcissists could care fucking less. As long as they're getting what they want, that's it. That's all they give a damn about. Nothing more, nothing less. And for me, that is so not cool, so not okay. I mean, it just, when it comes to being with or being around a narcissist, you have to know the signs. And if you see them, run like hell. Run like hell because you know what? It's not going to be any good. I spent years in relationships with narcissists, didn't even realize it, not until recently. And the more that I notice it, I'll be honest with you, the worse it gets. Because the more I notice it, the more I want to put a stop to it, more I try and put a stop to it. Guess what? People are just dickheads. They don't see anything wrong. They want to blame you. And guess what? Usually they win because the person that's sitting there thinking, you know, I'm good, this, that, I know what's what, usually end up breaking. And when they break, guess what? Doesn't end well for anybody. Because once that happens, you're just kind of fucked. Because it's a do or die kind of situation. And for me, as much as it's a do or die situation, I almost did die at the hands of a narcissist. And trust me, that shit sucks. That shit really, really sucks because you know what? You don't realize how bad it can be until you're actually in that position. And as I'm sitting here thinking about it, like I legit want to start crying because I almost died at the hands of a fucking narcissist. What in the fucking hell? We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, so back into what we were talking about. Yeah, I mean, I seriously, like, I have things all over the studio. I have something on my microphone that says, "You matter," because I do matter, you matter, and nobody should have to deal with half the things that I've dealt with, not even me. I almost died at the hands of a narcissist, and it was all because he wasn't getting his way. And for me, that is just, that's terrifying because having the boys, you sit there and think, wait a minute, what if they fucking turn out like this? And it is absolutely terrifying. But you have control. And I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that I controlled the situation. Whether he believed he did or not, I did. And I did because you know what? You are in control. You have the ability, you have the choice to walk away. if you think that something bad is going to happen, go to the cops. Go to a close confidant. Go to somebody. Because, yeah, you're going to have every Joe Blow schmo fucking asshole coming at you for wanting to do better for you, do better for your kids, whatever the case might be. And it's simply because they don't fucking care. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you out of the norm. So what you have to do is you've got to step it up just like I'm stepping up. Do it, deal with it, make sure that you are doing what you need to. And for me, that's been difficult, but you know what? I'm getting there. And you need to do the same if you're in a bad situation, especially with a narcissist. Reach out, let us know. I mean, it simply is that easy. So if you need help, if something is going on, you need to speak up. Hell, if you're too scared or you think your messages are going to be checked, orange cat, I'll keep an eye on you. Black cat, I'll call the damn cops myself. And if you message me about a black cat and I'm local, guess what? I ain't calling the cops. I'm going to show up my damn self. Be careful. Be safe. Do what you need to do.